Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As the annual horseshoe crab spawning season approaches, the debate over the harvesting of those crabs continues, with conservationists and the commercial fishing industry searching for ways to protect horseshoe crabs and the species that depend on them, while allowing fishermen to make a living without further restrictions from state quotas. This week, contributor John Hurdle digs into this debate and where it's headed in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me this week to explain where things stand. What are the rules in Delaware for harvesting horseshoe crabs right now?
Delaware is regulated by something called the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. It's a federal regulator, and they set annual quotas for the number of horseshoe crabs that the fishing industry in each of the Atlantic states is allowed to catch. And in Delaware's case, in this coming fishing season, the fishermen are allowed to take 173,000 horseshoe crabs. Very importantly, these are only male horseshoe crabs because the commission has indicated several times in the past that it's very concerned about public support for conserving shorebirds, particularly the shorebird called the red knot, which is listed as threatened by the federal government. And so the commission has for several years now publicly considered allowing the harvest of female horseshoe crabs to resume after a ban that started in 2013. But they've backed away from that. The result is that in Delaware waters and across the bay in general, the harvest is male only.
So why are environmental and conservation groups so keen on keeping these harvest rules in place or even extending them?
Well, the most visible and the most highly publicized reason for this is the red knot shorebird, and the red knot long distance migratory shorebirds, they all depend on the eggs that are laid by horseshoe crabs on certain beaches on the Delaware Bay, and these little birds fly for thousands and thousands of miles. They have some of the longest migrations in the avian world, and they stop at a very few places along their migratory route, and so that's why there's been such focus on protecting the Delaware Bay beaches for about a quarter century now. But in addition to the shorebirds, the conservationists will argue that the horseshoe crab is an essential element to the overall ecological health of the bay. And there are various other species of birds beyond the red knot and different species of fish that also depend on the red on the horseshoe crab.
So on the other side of the argument, why do fishermen in the fishing industry see these rules as too restrictive?
Well, I spoke with one fisherman down in Bowers Beach, he's actually a fourth generation fisherman, so he knows the waterfront, as they say, very well indeed. And his argument is that the industry should be allowed to resume its catch of female horseshoe crabs specifically. Because that they are larger than the males and they are more valuable as a source of bait to the fishing industry. They can make more money. And his estimate was that the female horseshoe crab population that the industry is not officially allowed to catch is worth something like $200,000 to $250,000 a year. So his argument was that they should be allowed to do that, and that any quota for a resumed female catch that was set by the commission would be Would represent a very small proportion of the total population, and therefore not be a threat to the overall population.
So let's talk about the numbers and the population. What do the numbers tell us right now about the horseshoe crab population? And since you mentioned the threatened red knot, the population of that migratory bird and others that rely on the horseshoe crab for food.
So according to the commission, whose latest figures are only from 2022, but those are the only ones that the most recent we have available. At that point, they estimated there were 40 million mature male horseshoe crabs in the Delaware Bay, and about 16 million mature females. And what the commission says is that at least as far as the females are concerned, that population is increasing. And that view is shared by various reputable organizations that estimate the population of these creatures in the bay. I mean, they include trawl surveys by Delaware and by NOAA for the federal agency. And so, according to all those different sources of data, yes, the horseshoe crab population is in general showing a recovery. Now, whether it's a strong enough recovery for the conservation community, whether they feel that if there was a total ban on the bait harvest in the bay, as was imposed by New Jersey, by the way, in 2008, if that happened throughout the bay, then maybe there would be a greater supply of horseshoe crab eggs, and that the bird population would be in better shape. But to put this into some context here, that the population of the red knot, it's fair to say, has not significantly recovered since it crashed in the late 90s, early 2000s. And there was a direct correlation between that and the fact that the fishing industry suddenly removed gigantic quantities of horseshoe crabs from bay beaches.
So, as you mentioned, right now, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is re-examining its harvesting restrictions. What are they considering, and where are we at in that process?
Well, for the last 2 years, they have considered allowing the resumption of the female crab harvest, and then they've backed away from that, saying that part of the reason that the quotas were imposed in the first place was to protect the red knot and other shorebirds, and on each occasion, they've backed away from implementing the new a renewed female harvest, saying that they were concerned that, or they were aware that the public was concerned, that there was some public alarm in relation to this the decline of the red knot. Anyway, so they have done that in the last couple of years on a sort of year-by-year basis. What they're now proposing is to set a female ban for multi-years. Now, they haven't said quite what multiple years would mean, but it looks as if the ASMFC is moving towards, making this ban a more long-term project.
Has Delaware taken a position on this?
Delaware says that it's in favor of the male-only catch, and it does not favor any resumption of the female harvest.
There has been a renewed effort to create some state legislation surrounding this issue. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the person who's leading the charge on this is State Representative Sophie Phillips. She's a Democrat. What she is trying to do, I understand, is to put together something, a working group, which would consist of stakeholders on all sides of the issue, and to try to reach some kind of consensus. And what she has said is that she believes that there would not be enough support in the legislature overall for any bill to ban the bait harvest of horseshoe crabs in Delaware waters, unless there was some kind of meeting of the minds on the part of this working group on a way forward. But to my knowledge, there has not yet been a meeting of that group.
So, John, much of this debate revolves around horseshoe crabs being harvested, as you've mentioned, for bait. But there is another use for horseshoe crabs that we have talked about previously, and we should probably mention again here now. The pharmaceutical industry using LAL, an extract from the animal's blood to test for endotoxins and medical products. How does that fit into this whole discussion of harvesting?
Well, what's interesting is that for the last several years, the harvest for the biomedical industry has actually exceeded the harvest for bait, the conservationists have been for years urging the pharmaceutical industry to switch to a synthetic product. And the synthetic product apparently is comparable in cost and effectiveness to this crab-based product, this LAL that you mentioned. If that switch was made, then presumably there would be a reduction in demand for horseshoe crabs because they simply wouldn't need the blood anymore. And this campaign got a big boost last year in 2024 when there was a group called USP, which it's a scientific non-profit that sets scientific standards for the pharmaceutical industry. And that, after much ado, endorsed the synthetic product, so-called, this is called RFC, as an alternative to the crab-based product. Of course, that was welcomed by the conservation community, but it's really not clear whether the industry as a whole is switching as the conservationists want. I mean, there is one of the primary movers in the campaign for switching is Eli, the big pharma company Eli Lilly, and they say that they now do about 80% of their testing using the synthetic product. And that's worldwide, but it's really hard to tell whether Lilly's competitors are doing the same thing. But the biomedical component of the Delaware Bay horseshoe crab catch is very significant.
So, John, you've been following this for a while now. Based on what you've done reported previously, the people you've talked to for this story, where do you see kind of the state of play? What's the likelihood that we're going to see any action on horseshoe crab harvest long term or short term?
Well, from what I can see at the moment, it sounds unlikely that there will be a ban, that will be a bill in the Delaware legislature to ban horseshoe crab, the bait harvest of horseshoe crabs in Delaware waters. There is a significant opposition to this from the watermen community, and there's even the prime movers on the other side of the argument, Delaware Audubon, and that group has been arguing very strongly for a total ban. But they will continue to argue with that. But they are acknowledging that some kind of compromise will be necessary if there was ever a bill. What I think is more likely is that the pharmaceutical industry will actually switch to the synthetic product, since it's now had the go ahead, if you like, the scientific approval of this of USP, and clearly there's a lot of pressure on the industry to do that. And if they do, then presumably there is less demand for horseshoe crabs from the industry, and more opportunity for them to lay more eggs on the beaches of Delaware and New Jersey and elsewhere in the bay, and encourage the recovery of red knots and other shorebirds.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time on The Green this week. John's piece on horseshoe crab harvesting in the first state is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. Our University of Delaware intern this spring takes a closer look at what we know and don't know about recycling and how various entities are trying to educate people how to recycle better. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.